This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
That's right, it's Daily Ticker time to start the final hour, brought to you, as always, by Pelican Brewing Company, our wonderful friends who we love and adore. It's going to be sunny this weekend, at least Thursday. Good day to head over to the coast. Now offering their signature Pelican West Coast IPA on a shelf near you. Raise your glass, drink on. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. By the way, if you heard in Swag's updates, if you just turn the radio back on, Kyrie Irving is out for the year with a torn ACL. That just came out.
That is so brutal, because he's basically going to miss most of next year.
Yes, that's going to be a big...
But
season ticket prices are going up in Dallas. It's always a good
thing. Anthony Davis will be healthy.
Joining us now is our good friend Matt Maiocco. He's been covering the 49ers for 30 years. NBC Sports Bay Area, at Maiocco NBCS on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. There he's a legend in the NFL journalism game. We always love chatting with him. Matt, good morning to you. The news over the weekend, not a surprise because they granted him the ability to look around, but Deebo Samuel finally on the way out. I'm just curious your reaction when you get the alert of, hey, look at that, Deebo finally got traded, and what the 49ers got in return in that move.
I think the first reaction, and by the way, Andy and Brandon, thanks for having me on again. I think the first reaction is just that, you know, you kind of look back and you think, man, those were kind of a fun 6 years, you know, covering Deebo Samuel from the standpoint of, he was just a unique player, and he became kind of the template that a lot of teams use in trying to find the next Deebo Samuel in the draft. And I don't know how many consecutive combines I went to, I guess by four or five, where that was the talk. You know, wide receivers were saying, I compare myself to Deebo Samuel. I think I can do the kinds of things he does. And, you know, it didn't surprise me that they were only able to get a fifth-round draft pick. He only had the 1 year remaining on his contract. You know, he did not have a great season last year, very much up and down. Started pretty well, went through a extended midseason lull, was nicked up a little bit, spent a couple nights in the hospital with pneumonia, had one good game late in the season against Miami, but all in all, the season was kind of a dud, like it was for the entire team, 6-11. And so this gives the 49ers an opportunity, in the words of John Lynch, to kind of recalibrate, reset their salary cap. They wiped that $17 million for this season off the books. They don't have to pay him another penny. However, there is a $31 million dead cap charge, dead money, that they have to pay, not pay, but they have to account for on the salary cap. That's money already paid for. So it does help them kind of get their salary cap back in line with some big money contracts kind of looming out there, most specifically Brock Purdy. But it just kind of sensed, I felt like it just makes sense. It just feels right. You know, whatever happened, you know, time happens is what John Lynch said. And it felt like, you know, Debo wanted to get out. Thus, he requested the trade. The 49ers didn't feel like they were in a position to try to just keep him against his will. They felt like the time was right. And I think across the country, the time is right for the Washington Commanders to add him to their team and see if he can help them make a run here in 2025.
Well, we know Kyle had a lot of experience as a coach, but John Lynch gets hired as a pretty inexperienced general manager. They team up together, and they've had a lot of success here. They haven't hoisted a Lombardi, but they come really close multiple times. They have multiple division championships, and they've been in like four NFC title games in 6 years. I'm curious, though, the NFL is about evolving and learning as you go. What do you think John Lynch, as the general manager, is learning along the way? I heard your blurb on Ayuk yesterday on your pod, and I it was one that I hadn't thought about, the cap hit, the dead money, all that. But what do you think that he has learned, or they have learned, as a front office tandem, him and Kyle working together through these years, and how they evolve from here, knowing they're probably going to have to pay Brock Purdy?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's constant. You know, you look at the team that went to the Super Bowl in 2019, and there weren't too many players still on that team that went back to the Super Bowl a year ago, you know, 13 months ago. So it is a constant churn of the roster. You have your nucleus, you know, the guys like, well, heck, Debo was part of that, the nucleus of Debo and Kittle and Bosa and Fred Warner. You know, those were the guys, and they were the guys in 2019. They were the guys when they went to their last Super Bowl. And, you know, if they make it to the Super Bowl in the near future, they'll have, you know, some of those guys, but a lot more guys who are new to the team. So it's just a constant, like I said, kind of roster churn, where you're going to be losing 40% of your roster every season. And you try to keep the big time players together as long as you can, as long as they're playing at a high level. And, you know, Bill Walsh's theory was always, you get rid of a guy a year too early rather than a year too late. And so the 49ers made that decision with Debo Samuel. I don't know that they really had a decision, quite honestly, because you know, Debo Samuel really put that ball into works. And not that the 49ers wouldn't have made this decision anyway, but it just made it a lot easier for them to move on from him. But you know, you got to be constantly looking for the next guy, and you got to be looking a year ahead and seeing, well, I'll just take last year, for example. Last year in the draft, it wasn't necessarily a draft for the 2024 season, but in the first round, you know, they took a wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall, when they knew that probably Ayuk or Debo wouldn't be on the team this year. So they have their base covered there. In the second round, they took Renardo Green, a cornerback, when they knew they probably weren't going to be able to re-sign Charvarius Ward this offseason. So they took him a year before there was a need. In the third round, they took a guard when they looked ahead a year and said, you know what, probably not going to re-sign Aaron Banks as a guard. So they took Dominic Pooney. And then in the next round, they took a safety looking ahead and saying, well, Talanoa Hufanga, he's scheduled for free agency. We need a safety. So they do a very good job, I think, of planning, three-year plan, always looking ahead, and they try to avoid the situation where, you know, in 7 weeks when the NFL draft occurs, they try to avoid the situation of, we need to get a starter at this position. They like to go into the draft with their starters, but add a guy that can help, and then maybe a year from now where they really need. So I think their planning, by and large, has been pretty good.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, they're looking ahead. We'll see how it works out for them. Matt Maiocco is our guest. NBC Sports Bay Area, covering the 49ers for 30 years. At Maiocco NBCS on Twitter. Let's get to the elephant in the room, Matt, and that is the biggest decision this offseason is the number that Brock Purdy is going to bring home, which is going to be a lightning rod debate topic across the country of does he deserve it? Should you pay him? Is this the right move? I don't know why it's funny how some guys get this label in my mind, but I look at Purdy and I think that's going to be the kind of guy that takes a hometown discount. He's going to sign a cheaper deal, which never happens to quarterbacks. All these guys want to reset the market. What are we hearing? How far away is this? And what is the number in Matt Maiocco's head?
Those are all great questions. You know, the thing that separates Purdy from a lot of other quarterbacks who come available or, you know, who are up for new contracts is that, you know, Purdy hasn't made his money yet. Yeah, he was the final pick in the 2022 draft. He's made a little bit more than $1 million a year on average through his first three seasons, right at $1 million a year, which, you know, sounds great to you and me, or at least to me.
Right.
I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, sounds good.
I'm sure you guys are making top dollar in that
absolutely
in that commute time. Yeah, but, you know, for a quarterback in the NFL, especially a quarterback who's had some postseason success and who, you know, led the league basically in every category and was top five MVP voting in 2023, I mean, that's peanuts. You know, he's making whatever, 50 times less than what he could be making, should be making. So it's difficult to say. I know he wants to get it done. I know the 49ers would love to get it done. They don't want any drama hanging over the heads of that organization like there was last year with Trent Williams' holdout, with Brandon Ayuk's hold-in. But you could ask 10 people, you know, who are familiar with the NFL, and they'll give you 10 different answers, you know, about, right? I mean, there'll be plenty of people who say, well, if Dak Prescott's making $60 million, Purdy's better than him. He should be making $60.1 million. You have other people saying, oh, he's a product of the players around him. He's a product of Kyle Shanahan's system. There's nothing special. That's why he was the 262nd pick in the 2022 draft. He should be making $25 million. You know, so it's really difficult because I understand that, you know, you probably as a team shouldn't just say, well, the Cowboys paid Dak Prescott this much. The Jaguars paid Trevor Lawrence this much. Miami paid Tua Tagovailoa this much. Jordan Love is making this much. So that's what Brock Purdy should make. So I'm sure the 49ers are going to push back on that. Where that number falls, I have no idea. I mean, I really don't, because I mean, I think you look at it, if you use, you know, the real estate comp market, he probably should be making 55 to 60 million. But is that the number that the 49ers can live with when they already have so many other high priced players on their roster? There's ways they can structure it so it doesn't kill them on the salary cap, but it just, I don't know. It just, it's, I'm very curious to see where this goes, and it might not be as easy as I probably thought it would have been a month or so ago.
I do want to ask you about the other teams within the division. The Rams winning the division this year, and not so great a year for them. They're going to get Stafford back. The Seahawks maybe trading DK Metcalf, but you know, Smith and Jigba had a great year. Geno's coming back. Mm-hmm. McDonald, year two, all that. I want to ask you very quickly. My co-host is on to something, though, there here, right? Like, you've covered Brock for a couple seasons. Does he not have the demeanor and look of a guy that's like, oh, yeah, I'll take $43 million. I'm good. I got my Lee's
jeans. I'm in a John Deere ad. I'm okay.
Yeah. No, he's a very understated guy. He's probably, I mean, I can't think of anyone more kind of down to earth than he is. I mean, he's just a solid dude all the way around, and he's well liked in the locker room, tremendous respect in the locker room. You know, the coaches love him because he's accountable, he's reliable, he's done everything they've asked him to do. And so yes, he definitely does give off that vibe of just, you know, give me a warm meal every day when I come through the facility, and whatever you guys agree on, I'm fine with that. Let's go play some football. He definitely does. And he comes walking in with the backpack. It looks like he's like, you know, rushing between, you know, biology class and economics. And, you know, he's like, you know, doing his homework between practice. So, yeah, he just looks like a normal dude, and he acts like a normal dude. So yes, he definitely does give off those vibes of, I'm not playing hardball. Just tell me what you want me to play for, and I'm fine with that.
In reality,
I'm not sure that
he's got an agent. In reality,
the agent's the shark, and he's just like, oh, I don't know. Sure, I don't know what that guy's saying.
Exactly.
We'll get you out of here with this one because we appreciate your time getting a legend like you anytime that we can. What have you made of the offseason of the other teams? I don't know what to make of the Cardinals. They're the Cardinals, for God's sakes. But
yeah,
Niners were last. What do you think of the Seahawks and what you've seen so far and some of the chatter? And what do you think about the Rams kind of getting some of these young defensive studs to come on at the end of the year and getting Stafford back?
Yeah, I would say, well, first off with the Cardinals, they always perpetually are a year away from being a year away. So that's kind of what I think about them. So watch out in 2027. The Rams, man, they're formidable. With that defensive front, that young, aggressive defensive front, that's dominant. And to me, it was kind of head-scratching why there was even talk about Matthew Stafford not returning, probably all just a ploy. I don't think anybody ever took that seriously, that he could be going somewhere else. He has a really good situation there, and the Rams have a really good situation. So, you know, they're tough. And then, you know, Seattle, I think, surprised some people. But they finished 10-7, and you know, just only missed out on a tiebreaker. And that's the first year of that program. So, you know, for long term, they got to figure out what they want to do with the quarterback situation. I'm not sure how much longer Geno can play at a playoff caliber level, but he's done really well since he's been up there. So, yeah, right now I look at it and I go, you know, objectively, I'm thinking, well, let's see, you know, the Seattle and the Rams at a lot of positions, they're young and getting better. There's not too many positions I can say that about with the 49ers. I mean, it's a veteran team. They need another good draft. I think they had a good one last year. And then they can put their name back into the mix against the Rams in Seattle. I know nationally a lot of people expect the 49ers to just bounce back and kind of resume their way of being at the top of the NFC West. But, you know, once the team gets older and starts experiencing injuries – it's not always the case that a team coming off of a lot of injuries can remain healthy the next year. So, to me, they're kind of up in the air. They're the team we probably should know the most about, but just because of how last season went, they actually might be the team we know the least about, because you don't know which of those frontline players, those household name players, will be able to get on the field and stay on the field for the entire season.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Quickly, Matt, because we're against it, just give me one word, the position that jumps out, 11th overall pick. You said they got to have a good draft. What's the number one position on your big board?
Defensive line, and that goes for tackle and an edge rusher. Doesn't mean necessarily that that's the position they take at 11, because there is a really good, I'm sorry, I'm giving you more than one word.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more than one word there, Matt.
Yeah, I'm really wordy. I need a better editor. Yeah. I would say that throughout the draft, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for them to get defensive linemen. So they got to kind of take a rip a page out of the Rams, rip a page out of the Eagles playbook, and really fortify those positions on the defensive line.
Yeah, we'll see if that's what they end up doing. Matt Maiocco, covering the 49ers for 30 years. He's a legend in the industry. We love getting a chance to chat with him. NBC Sports Bay Area. Go give him a follow on Twitter at Maiocco NBCS. Matt, thank you so much for the time. The update on the 49ers. We'll see when that Purdy contract gets finalized, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.